These poems are from Sharp Blue, Search of Flame. Bird in a blizzard. This is when you know you should have stayed home. This is when you know this is not your element. When you know you have been blown way off course, that water changes its face every day, and the faces you love blur in that churning. That the whispers in the thick flood of flakes comes from elsewhere, and the ones that gave you shelter are gone. That the cracking of the spine of the frozen river will be the last sound you will hear, and the thump, thump, thump you hear in your head is someone trapped inside your heart. Yes, this is when you know your ancestors are wanderers, singing tunes you never knew you knew. You remember every word of the song that the wind rips apart and flings. But how quickly your throat fills with snow, and when you turn again, you shiver as if you are wingless. You can move in only one direction now, deeper. The Bharatanatyam dancer. Imagine this. It's Shiva's Rudra Tandav my mother performs. Frenzied dance of destruction. Her lotus feet scorching the earth with flame. Not the great god's three wild locks or river Ganga bursting through matted curls, but her thick black rope of hair whipping the backs of her knees. Her sari pleats open and close, open and close. The pallo's silken sweep bound in a belt of gold. How thunderous her cold eyes, how pure the gestures of her ever-changing mudras. But where was your fury, O sweet mother? Nataraj, where your protective flame? Did your three eyes freeze, unweeping, and deaf your holy ears to her, to the sounds of 100 brass gungurus thrumming on her ankles? No, 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 you heard her feet, the bells, the beat of lightning feet. You heard her desire, you heard her steps, her dance shatter Mount Kailash, your home, your god abode, your manly kingdom. You heard the audience roar and knew all along her father's will, that he would say to her, no more. The tongue of every ankle bell ripped out, her heart a tomb, her art, her fame turned to cinders by you, you jealous, jealous lord of dance. What Burns? A ghazal for Jyoti Singh, who was raped on a bus in Delhi and died of fatal injuries. Only 20% of girls are good. Hood them and tame them, or it's you they'll burn. What do you want? To be god, man, or beast? Your karma, goddesses, your crosses burn. You say, smother them small in wombs or home. No food, books, or dowry, and no bra to burn. Will mercy rain on the holy who pray, who say none but devils and rebels burn? Who will remember as we turn to ash? Poet, words are witness. Make darkness burn. Death of a Frog. Philotis maia, first and only specimen ever to be found, circa 1860, in Sri Lanka. Maya, illusion. And who were your ancestors, your glossy little children, lone ghost of the emerald swamp? Was your landscape just a projection of some heat-oppressed brain? Dead, you tell us you existed. A museum's your mausoleum now. It seems Maya slept as you were taken, and the furrow in the field did not swallow you like it did Sita. But here you are, a brown bauble, captive under glass. Habeas corpus, plucked from a rain-heavy lotus leaf, or was it from an algae-slathered river by the hands of your discoverer? Left your webbed footprint in the mud, we claim as ours. And making up stories as we go, we gather our basketfuls of Eves and Adams, fallen Lucifers, snakes and whales. But you fell somewhere by the side of that old road. The sun touched you once in that forest. You glowed, and then you were gone. 2. Maya, compassion. Hard to tell what color your eyes were, your skin tone under the true sun. Shriveled, water-loving, land-living issue of mudskippers. O carcass of lost knowledge. O Maya, this ache, is it just illusion? Weep for the passing of birds and beasts. Even St. Francis intervened for you. See, he wipes his eyes with his sleeve. And after, did St. Peter welcome you? Or like our colonist fathers, measured, filed you away? You were the last of our line. Rest now. My fingers anoint you with moisture. My prayers ravel around you in ether. Not yet ashes, not yet dust. We preserve you. In this life, we resurrect you. Through your descendants, still unborn, still unrisen from the wetlands. Holy amphibian, child of earth and water, when will you come again? Child of churning water. My salty songs sound no different than the gulls. My shadow hovers. I see my mouth opening and closing in air, as if calling. No words but breath escapes my throat. I hear the murmur of ocean. Who shall I be now? Where can I perch? My woman heart is bird of the sea and fish of the air, blood and dirt, leaf and light, child of churning water. My feet are whales. I shall dive deep, turn to kelp and pearl. Tides speak history, and planets read my palm. My breath is writ in water. See, now I am a leaf boat on the river Ganga, my clay lamp soul drifting on mist-hidden seas. To shores only stars can know. Poems from Sparrows and Dust. Sparrows and dust. I believe in the sparrow happy on gravel, from Rethke's Praise to the End. The first time I noticed a cloud of dust rise from the playground, I squinted my six-year-old eyes and saw sparrows flailing about in gravelly dirt. My mother told me, "Look, they're having their daily dust bath. See how well they wash themselves. Such a cleansing, dust with dust, letting what's broken, biting, or dead flake off." I have often loved house sparrows, even when they drove us mad with their noisy fights and ferocious nesting inside our second floor Kolkata flat. raining dirt, twigs, eggs, and just born chicks on us when rival pairs fought for territory on tops of cupboards, chinks in clutter and junk stored everywhere. Our house was heaven and a kind of hell. Sometimes when streaking in from the hot sun, one would fly into the fan's spinning blades. With a soft gasp, it would die at my feet. Sometimes how it struggled, poor thing. I would cradle its head as blood seeped into my hand, give it water, whisper comfort. Often when I shut its eyelids, a vision of my own feathered body lying lifeless below would flash by. I hovered above, as if I have been somewhere else. Weeping, I willed them, come back from the dead. Failed shaman, I never saved anyone or anything. My parents, the animals, the birds we loved, the locked flat falling to ruin. Now, years later, in short Michigan summers, I look for flusters of dust, feel a warmth thrill in my aching bones when I see these birds squirm in soil, then spring from a cloud, fluffing, cheeping, cleansed, whole. I think of the little-known tale I read about the precocious 5-year-old trickster Jesus, who played by the river one Shabbat evening, and who shaped 12 sparrows from wet clay. When his father scolded that he had violated the holy day, he clapped, shouting to the birds, "Remember me, you who are now alive," and the living sparrows rose and flew away. Negative capability. The wind has blown you here again, brought you to my deck. O white-crowned sparrow, trill, 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 your striped head appeared from sunflower seed husks, moldy leaves that looked like burned remains. Pick, pick, picking, scratch, scratch, scratching, clawed feet kick high, fast, gleam gold. Rises from these soggy piles, your cold Michigan is just waking. Clouds thunder, so dreary, yet you return to feed, to revel in the mess of rot and dirt, to chase house sparrows and juncos. How the cardinal, the red-winged blackbird, give you grief. Still, they cannot faze you. For a few days, O winged visitor, I will claim you, who are like one who crosses back from another realm. What's left to know but the unknown? Arrival, departure, arrival, departure. Oh yes, a world can fall apart in an instant. See how flesh dissolves. Look, the wind whips my brown feathers. Hungry, I scrabble pick. What remains then for us? Open sky, sun. And so night comes, stars wheel, we spiral higher, become air. Is this the bird way? Mama, who'd have thought? Mama, who'd have thought that after all these years in America, my love and I would finally have a place of our own? No, not a real house, but a condo beside a pond. Not a real pukur like the lakes in Bengal that Dad used to go fishing in, but a man-made pond with a fountain where mallards and black duck bring their broods of supercharged little ones, and where the pied grebe pops up in spring and fall, and the trumpeter swans I love so much visit too. Then the old regulars, a belted kingfisher and a couple of blue herons, fish here. Sometimes, in deep summer, cormorants unfurl and sun their long wings to dry while still skimming the water. Dad would love this. Now that you've come to see me, Ma, let's go for a walk. Here, take my arm and let me guide you down slowly to the bank. The pavements are smooth, not like those death traps in Kolkata. You're laughing. But careful, here the ground is uneven and slopes sharply to the pond. You're right. That clump of grass is where the geese I told you about nested last year, the very same year we moved in. So sad, they're gone. Oh yes, the neighbors are friendly. No, no one here is like us. Wait, let me show you the giant goldfish. How the big ones wriggle as the heron tries to swallow them. If it rains tonight, we'll surely see some shoals churning on the surface. And so funny, once when the kingfisher caught a fish that was too heavy, or maybe it was thrashing too hard, she must have dropped it. For days, we wondered who left this dead goldfish on our patio. A sign from the spirit world that you live in now, we thought. And then, you won't believe this, one afternoon we see an osprey. It hovered and plunged into the pond, emerged with a goldfish the size of a kitten in its talons, and it flashes right past the big picture window, not 2 feet from where my love and I watched, mouths hanging open. Yes, we took a photo, but it was all so sudden. It's all blurry. I'll show you when we go back in. It happened so fast. That gorgeous bird stayed for 2 weeks. I think it will return this fall. The red-tailed hawks and Cooper's hawks are always hunting around here. What? Are we safe? Yes. Yes and no. No, Ma, America is not safe. Sure, some policemen kill people who don't look like them. It's scary. White men march nowadays, shouting threats. They put children in cages at the border. Have they no hearts? Bad things could happen to us here, too. But this is our home now, Ma. You didn't want us to leave. You wept for days. Forgive us. We could not bring you here then. Now, your spirit is here. Protect us. Please stay. Poems from In Our Beautiful Bones. Oh, say, can you see? Look into my eyes, America. How easy it is to dream in technicolor. Oh, say white, say red, say blue, and say every color. We who made and make you still, we have built your towers, your tracks, your bridges, with our bones. From sea to shining sea, this is our home. Home is where the heart is. Yes, all the broken ones. We pick your fruit, sing Hosanna, we build our hearts here. We bake bread and we break together. We give thanks for each grain. We feed the hungry, for we have known hunger. See this mouth, it sings peace in every language. Watch my face shine. It will light up your pavements and your alleys, your castles, your shacks, your thirsty fields like a harvest moon after blight and famine. And give back to us the dollars, like shekels, you have stolen forever. Study then the maps inside my eyes. See the world. Yes, feel my heartbeat. Touch my human skin. It is real. And see our scars. They are the same. Our scars, we carry them thick and ugly. we are no stranger to dust and ashes. Here is my war-torn hand. Here are my lips. Let me kiss your cheek. Where do we end and where do we begin? When I say I love you, I mean you. When I say home, I mean you. When I say to you, we are so beautiful, do not turn away. Do not shatter America, America. For richer, for poorer, we are your beautiful bones. Your heart, your veins are made of us. Why are you afraid? Our blood is the same color. Our skin, so easy to dissolve. Frail border between this world and the next. Oh, sing with me now. What is made one should not be pulled asunder. We who are embraced by sweet Lady Liberty, we who are made so beautiful, so varied, so new, so whole again inside the harbor of your arms, O America. We are you, do you not see? Do not lead us into darkness. Do not hate our gods, our children. Throw us not into camps, prisons, ghettos. Smash your jackboots into us. But deliver yourself from that dagger you can become. A to Z of Foreign Anguish, a double abecedarian. A is for anguish, says my mummy tongue, my lingo, lango, la, la, la. But English is my foreign father tongue, daddy, lang, lang, blab, blab. Colonists with your white goys told our stories with classic demagoguery, tyranny, manifest destiny, excuses. You forged evil tales to transform us into demons. Crushed truths with vile, flippant lies. What about us? How you ravaged us? Scepter and scar staff grind down our culture. Kings of erosion and erasure, how long has your terror ruled? Your knives at our children's throats. Who washes Indians out of every picture? Who conquered our lands crying, I just come in peace? Guns in your hearts, greed in your DNA. The Raj kept us slaves in our own land, took our tea, spices, jewels, broke our back, lashed and tortured us. What's in your crown? Our Kohinoor, O cruel masters, recorders of the inferior race. Ah, clever Sahib and Mem Sahib, natives? Like insects, you labeled us with fine calipers, condescension. Oppressor, the nightmare still lives, the hate systems that never go. Pain is embedded in our bones. You poisoned our wells. Now you dump questions on us. You teach us civility. Listen to our Q&A, our A&Q, right out of our mouths. You shove the father tongue down our savage and shithole country's throats. Destroyed histories, literatures, tongues. Made us ugly in our own eyes. Made us hate ourselves. Split us, shattered us. Turned Hindu against Muslim, Muslim against Hindu. Viceroys and priests, you ruled, you hunger converted us. Oh, holy reverend white man, was sweet Jesus's face fair? He was a humble, dark-skinned Jew. Xanax, will it help? When we invite you to our open table, you vex yourself. You cry, we are your current foreign anguish, that we can sway zeitgeist, world biz, karma. Got heart, got English, chutzpah, pizzazz. An extract from Whose Voices Were Heard, a collage drawn from world and colonial history, myth, literature, scriptures, folk and fairy tales, musicals, popular religious songs and stories reimagined. Who created the museums of race in Europe's towns, your race museums, your lavish Kunstkammers and Wunderkammers, believe it or not worlds, freak shows and science circuses, record newly bought or conquered bodies. You even invented a grid to measure our features, to list the lift or droop of breast or penis, calculate how soon a baby can be taken, how much a mother will cry, and for how long. For look, oh look, pity him. Oh look, the white man's burden is heavy. Look how heavy it is. Let us examine the evidence, the gaze, the artifacts, the skin, the teeth of the stolen horse, the dry bone remains of lost tribes. Blue is the blood of the Almighty. Oh, bring the good news to the new worlds. Awake, arise. Let us save you, poor savage, from yourself. For it is decreed we shall go forth and find the great lands, the dark continents. Bind them in holds of ships and feed them salt pork. And we shall forever drink mint juleps, and we shall adorn the trees with strange fruit, and we shall teach them to gather cottony salvation. They will be done, so done, so done. What saccharine unction will your tongue taste? Who will give your parched mouth water? Who is this maker who unmakes us, mote by mote, smite by smite, and smote by smote? Mother, 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 there's too many of you crying. Will you say, why have you forsaken me? Will you say, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Will you shoot? Will you put your hands up? Will you still be shot? Will your neck be knelt upon till your breath is gone? Will you say this is all illusion, O Maya, O Maya? Will you say I am not my body? Will you say, what's going on? Brother, 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 will there be a time for us, a place for us? Still I rise, still I rise. O sing in our own myriad tongues, in our own voices, Mene Tikkun Ha'olam. The goddess dances on the head of the demon. The Madonna crushes the snake with her foot. Tamasomai Jyotirgamai. From darkness unto light. Do you know how to make a peaceful road through human memory? We know where we're going. Yes, we know where we're from. May we move freely through the passage between lives. Can you see us dancing in the dark and in the rain and in the moonlight, the firelight and the lamplight, dancing in the sun, in our own shining skin, in our own beautiful bones? Poems from Sweet Malida, Memories of a Ben Israel Woman. Sweet Malida. A mix of water, softened, flattened rice, sugar, dried fruits and nuts was a dish made for Shabbat or for breaking our fast. Cooling, light on the palate and to the body and the spirit, it was welcome in the heat of day or night. We had many foods in common with our Muslim, Christian, and Hindu neighbors, and we often celebrated together their festivals or ours. I relished particularly fresh coconut, the regional staple, its milk or its flesh added to almost every dish. But this was to me the best way to eat it, finely grated by my mother's hands, left unsweetened and sprinkled haphazardly on the malida, juicy threads with a fleck of stubborn brown kernel here and there that someone crunched in your teeth like sand, and you winced and you swallowed it, knowing there was no simpler or purer or truer form than that. The Angels of Konkan. Navgaon, Maharashtra is where it is believed the ancestors of the Ben Israel were shipwrecked and where a ruined cemetery exists today. From tumbled sands and shattered bark, blurred shadows dragged us. Where were we? They dried our battered bodies, bound our wounds, clothed us in woven cotton, fed us warm food, food that we could not name then, with their hands. And as Elijah ate of bread and flesh the ravens gave him, so also we ate and drank of the cool water brought from brooks. Who were these healers? Then in fields of grass near the sea, we buried our dead, the ones we found. Where are they now? Set gravestones to remember. They let us pray as we wished, giving thanks to Adonai. We learned the craft of oil pressers. Or did our tribe know it already? Ate what our laws permitted, and praising this vast green land, its rich soil, its rivers, its carts, its grains, its fish and fowl, we blessed the hearts and the living hands of the villagers who saved us. Not one fish. David Rahabi is a central figure in many stories, including one saying that he came in 1000 CE. He may actually have been David Ezekiel Rahabi, 1694 to 1772, from Cochin on the Malabar coast, south of Konkan, who helped us revive Judaism among the Ben Israel. So David Rahabi of Malabar traveled north up the west coast and encountered the Shanwar Thelis, who had taken the names of the villages for their own. He wondered at the oil pressers and farmers who made a living by other rural professions, these women and men who had lived as a caste among the locals. So long unknown, this mysterious community, so apart from the urban world. They did not call themselves Jews, nor did they even know the word. But he was impressed by the ancient rituals they practiced, the powerful prayer they remembered and used for all occasions, the Shema Israel, which had kept them together. As legend goes, he asked the women to prepare a feast for him from the bounty of the Arabian Sea. Would they pick crab, shrimp, mussel, clam, or bottom feeders? No, not one fish, not one fish without scales and fins had they chosen. Not one fish without fins or scales was served. They brought him white-fleshed fish like paplet, and oily fish like bangra and tarali, fresh and flavorful and salty as the waters that brought the Ben Israel hence from the land of Solomon and David. He knew then they kept kosher, a word they did not recall. They just kept a simple faith in the God of Abraham. A pantum for chik cha halwa, a halwa made for festivals and special occasions. Whose hands worked hard to make this halwa? Whose hands soaked the mounds of wheat? How we waited 3 days and nights. How chik was extracted from grain? Whose hands soaked the mounds of wheat, knew each step of the recipe, how to squeeze the cheek from grain, to slowly boil the thick beads of juice? Did they learn each step of the recipe from a new culture, from a new land, or slowly boil the thick beads of juice? Did they miss loved ones left behind from a new culture, from a new land? Did they taste their ancestors' food? Did they miss loved ones left behind, those lost in the deluge, shipwrecked? Did their tongues taste their ancestors' food? Was this so different from sweets of home? Those lost in the deluge and wreck would never come back to life. So very different from sweets of homes, sugar, coconut milk, colored pink and thickening. Those lost in the deluge, shipwrecked, would their spirits whisper old recipes? Sugar, rose-tinted coconut milk thickening, tired arms, bated breath, silky cubes cooling. Do spirits whisper old recipes in a new land, new life, new history? Tired arms, bated breath, silky cubes cooling, sprinkled with poppy seed and slivered nuts. New land, new life, new history. Food and ways you made your own. Sprinkled with poppy seed and slivered nuts. How we waited, how we waited. The food and ways you made your own. Your hands working hard to make this halva. A chirota for my thoughts. This fine flaky treat was often made from leftover chironji dough, rolled out in small flat circles, key smothered with fingers, piled on each other, folded and rolled, folded and rolled again, full of hidden padas, feathers, which fluffed up miraculously as it rose up singing out of the hot oil, a crisp golden disc, delicate as eggshells, dusted with sugar or drizzled with a glaze, then studded with pistas and charuli, and eaten so fast the fine sprays of crumbs settled everywhere like dust. I pressed my little index finger into it and sucked or licked it off the old dining table with my own tongue. Some days, paralyzed with lostness and weak limbs, I pretend unhealed wounds and home fallen to ruin are made whole. Broken slivers I salvage from inside those stainless steel tins, the indestructible dabbas we once owned, etched with our names.